When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Today would be a great day to share. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it is another gorgeous sunny day in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. And I turn my head around. I can look out the window and see the beautiful Olympics and snow on the mountains, which is wonderful. And bright and cheery as always across, well, I don't know, bright and cheery, busy as always across the desk for me. That would be production engineer Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. And all right. Yourself?
Well, I am quite not as together as I normally am when I start the show because once again, I've been trying to take photographs and post to Facebook with my new little iPhone SE and having a little difficulty getting it on the Animal World page. I was fooling around with that right up until it was like, showtime. So, okay. And I picked up the wrong headset, you know. Usually this first headset is set off to the side. And so I used this, but it was, and now I know why it's usually set off to the side. Because the sound goes up and down in my ears.
Really?
So can I change?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I'm changing. So I'm going to go to another set of headsets.
Might have to adjust the volume on the headsets, but slap them on and we'll
okay. Now I have the new ones on.
All right.
And that sounds pretty good.
Volume's okay?
Yeah. So now we know why these ones are usually set off to the side.
We seem to be one pair of headsets down. I've noticed that we're short in the auxiliary studio as well. So the little gremlins must be around snipping and snatching headphones.
Well, that could be, but this
These headphones
better.
Get a lot of miles.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, that set number one...
you know, they move them around from one show to another, so who knows what where they'll be next week. You could do the old little trick and put a little X on it, and that way you can have your favorite set. That's what I do.
Well, so, all right. Anyhow, so now this is much better because now I have even sound in my ears. All right. And all is well with the world, except not quite well with Facebook yet. And at any rate, I got a wonderful picture. Well, I'll tell you about that in a moment because let's make sure that everybody is here in the moodlit studio and behind the reflecting glass would be Animal World's associate producer and call screener, Kathy Southwick, is here. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I have brand new headphones, I believe.
Oh, that's where they went.
These actually fit.
Oh.
So...
I think they actually, somebody swiped them from out here. I think that's why we're one short here, because last week we had a very inferior pair of headphones in the auxiliary studio.
So
who knows what happens when I'm not here?
Well, you know, maybe My head's just gotten bigger.
Is that fine? I don't know. We are only here on the weekends, and sometimes we're the last to know what's going on. And things are a little disheveled around here anywhere, because I think we told you last week that there's a big remodeling going on with the radio stations here. The only things that are not being touched are our studios, but everything else is being gutted. So it's a new experience every weekend coming in to see what's been done during the week. And once again, it has changed a lot. And, well, let's see. We are doing a harmonic energy shifting show today, and that means rounding out the studio. We have a full studio, and Jude and Paul Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle are here. Good morning, Jude and Paul.
Good morning.
Oh, that was nice. Stereo. And so we did get, that's what I was taking, was a photograph of Jude and Paul and all the Accutonix forks that are on the table here. Now, I did get another picture of the Tibetan bells and puas and didge and all that stuff on the floor. I haven't gotten that one posted yet.
Oh, cool.
But so just for anybody out there, what's going on is that I figured out, obviously, I can take a photograph, and I actually have figured out with the iPhone it's pretty easy to post to Facebook, but all my phone is letting me do is post to my personal Facebook page. So you can go to Martha Norwalk on Facebook. That's my personal Facebook page, and you should see the picture of Jude and Paul in the studio, and then I wrote on that to say, well, go to the Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page for details of the show if you need more on that. But then I was going to share it from my personal page to the Animal World page, but it won't let me do that. And now the weird thing about that is that last week was the first time when Dr. Nels was in, I got a picture of him, and I thought I didn't even get it posted, but it did go up on my personal Facebook page. So when I got home, I fruited around with my phone, and lo and behold, I was able to transfer it from my personal page to the Animal World page. So I thought, piece of cake, it works now. And I tried to practice last night, and it didn't work again. And now it didn't work.
This happens to me with technology a lot. I think I know what I'm doing, but then I can't quite, a step falls out or something.
Yeah. So I don't know what I did after the show last week that made it post to Animal World, but you can always go to my personal Facebook page, Martha Norwalk. And the other thing that's ringing in my head right now is that I wonder, I'm so not technical on this, and I don't know whether you have to be a friend to be able to see it on my personal Facebook page.
I'm not getting it here.
You're not getting it on Martha Norwalk?
No. Well, no, huh. I don't. I'm not.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, when we take our first take care of our advertisers and sponsors, I'll check again and see. Because according to my phone, when I bring up Martha Norwalk,
maybe you didn't share.
Well, but
I guess that wouldn't matter.
But if I bring up my page on my phone, the photograph is there. But what I was wondering in my head is that I wonder if I shared it with the public so that anybody could see if they go to the page. But you're one of my friends, so you should be able to see it.
Yeah,
even if it's not, well, anyway, so if anyone knows about Facebook and all this technical stuff, you could certainly give us a call and help us figure this out either during or after the show. And speaking of that, let me give you phone numbers while I'm talking about it so that you'll have them. We're not quite ready to start phone calls yet, but as you know, Jude and Paul Ponton are expert harmonic energy shifters, and we will have open phone lines for throughout the show for you to call in and get free remote sessions for you or your animal friends, and they can, like I said, work on what emotional, physical, behavior type stuff. Do you do space clearing or issue clearings or
issues,
relationship?
Yeah,
whatever.
It's all energy. It's all vibration.
Yeah. So whatever you need, they can do it. And and if they can't, they'll tell you. So there you go. So we will. That's what we're going to be doing today, is having fun with the Accutonic forks and Tibetan bells and bowls and puas and didges and all of that good stuff.
I also
stuff.
Brought a couple of chimes again this time.
Oh, you did? Yeah, I saw them on the floor. Those are the pretty colored ones. I'd like to get those posted. So I'll be fooling around with posting on Facebook as I have time during the show. But I've already figured out I can't fruit around with that and talk intelligently in the air at the same time. So I won't be trying that. Heaven only knows what would come out of my mouth if I was trying to do the phone at the same time. Anyway, let's see. So that's what we're up to today. We will officially start the show here in a few moments, but I'll just let you know I have some follow-up and a little bit of news to do. And we will, at some time during the day when we know we've got open phone lines, we'll do a Missing Link supplement giveaway. Remember, it's the wonderful supplement that's designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed food for our animal friends. And so the crummier the food you feed, the more you need Missing Link. And there are lots of formulas to choose from. On the air, we give away any of the three canine formulas, hip and joint, skin and coat, or the senior formula. We give away the cat formula. We give away the wellness blend that is vegetarian, and you can feed to both dogs and cats and all household critters. And there's a bird formula and a poultry formula, and you can have a full bag sent right to your door if you call in when I tell you it's time for the Missing Link giveaway and give you the Missing Link word of the day, and you call Kathy, and she will get you set up with that. And let's see. We'll shoot for normal timing on current events, which will be about 10:50, but often we're busy on the phones then, and I push it till the last hour of the show. So current events will happen when it happens. All right, so let's get right to business here, and let's start the show. And we make the show official, or I make the show official every week, by honoring the saint that's guided me through my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be St. Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple of St. Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for us humans, and then we do the peace and harmony affirmation. So, okay, I'm ready. We will start. This is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now, for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Alrighty then, we are official, and now we're going to do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. My spiritual family, Ananda Worldwide, has initiated this peace and harmony prayer, kind of tweaked it by Yogananda to kind of address the crappy stuff that's going on in the world today. And you can imagine, I say all the time that thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And I believe that with, you know, hundreds if not thousands of people doing this around the world every day, that we're making a difference. So the two affirmations, if you're doing this at home and want to participate within the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative, you do the first affirmation for about 60 seconds, which is 10 or 12 times, and then you do the second one three times. We do the abbreviated radio version, which is each affirmation three times. And you can repeat them out loud with me, or silently in your head, or not at all if you choose not to participate. So the first one, we're going to do this three times, is Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And the second one is Lord, fill me. So here we go, three times on the first one, three times on the second one. Participate if you feel so inclined. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Second one now. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All righty then, we are official. We've filled this world and ourselves with peace and harmony.
Yay.
Peace and harmony. Okay. All right. Let's see. In the follow-up department. Well, first I want to remind you that you can find us on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, or you might just want to, if you aren't already friends with me on my personal Facebook page, Martha Norwalk, you might want to cruise to that page and send me a friend request, and then after the show I'll friend everybody, and that way every week, if I can only put it on Martha Norwalk, you'll be able to see the photographs there. But maybe in the meantime, at some point, I'll be able to figure out how to get it onto the Animal World page before the show starts. How cool will that be? Well, this is obviously a work in progress. And, but do go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World and check out all the really cool posts this week. I know, Jude and Paul, you often see what I post on Animal World. And there's some really good ones this week. And I'm thinking of one of my favorites is there's a guy laying on his back with his kitty.
Right.
And getting the kisses, and the cat keeps turning his face, and the two of them, it's so sweet. And one of my cats does that, my PJ does that, and it's really sweet with his kitty and kisses.
Our cat has a nightly ritual where Paul and I do some sort of energy work, and then she walks on my chest and exfoliates my nose.
Uh-huh.
And if we don't have it kind of organized, she gets really sort of huffy.
Uh-huh. If you don't do your normal ritual.
Yeah, she yells at us.
Well, and I don't know, those of you that are cat people, you understand, but those of you who are not, you may think it's gross, but I tell my cat sometimes, I love them so much, I kiss them on the lips. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny, you know, with the telepathic and empathetic communication, I mean, they get that. And after a while, you do that with your cat, tell them you love them so much, kiss them on the lips. They do come up to you and start licking your lips after a while. And so they say, I'm kissing you on the lips because I love you. And that's what this Facebook page is so wonderful. And this guy and this cat kissing, it's very cute. And there's a whole bunch of other ones that are really great. Oh, and speaking of that, while we're doing this, I'm going to attempt to do two things at once here, and that's turn on my little, tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Tablet, is that what I call it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to turn that on, because that way I can go on that and see, and then bring up my Facebook and see if it's really, the photograph is posted.
Mm.
At any rate, let's see. The other thing I reposted last night, so it's went right under on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, right under the show description is this post, and this is one of the sad animals in the news reports this week is there was another dog poisoning in Snohomish County last week, and this was a private party Carillion bear dog, like the ones that the Department of Fish and Wildlife have, and it happened in Lake Stevens. Not a lot of details posted in terms of where and how and if they know, but the Everett Animal Shelter anyway, and because I got the news from them, that seemed to be part of the same poisoning scheme, you know, or whatever is going on. So you still need to be very cautious, especially if you're in Snohomish County. This dog fortunately has survived, but the family has run out of money to keep up with her medical care. So there is a GoFundMe page. And I donated, and I know Paul and Jude, you donated.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a question last night, and I wonder if you guys know about GoFundMe pages, because they always put a target goal of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I have in my head somewhere that there's one of those online generate money things that if you don't reach your target, you don't get any of the money. Is that the GoFundMe, or
I know of.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think so.
Okay. That might be one of the other ones, the raising money things. But at any rate, they still haven't reached their target goal. And I just know that if something like that happened to my beloved dog friend, it would be a shame if you went into major serious life-changing debt to save your animal friend, or if you couldn't afford to do it. So I would want people to help me if I needed it, so I'm helping, and I hope you will too. Anyway, it's on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and just go on. It's the second thing posted, so you should be able to easily find it. And then scroll down and look at all the great posts from this week. Okay, then, oh, in the follow-up department, my favorite animal TV shows, both of them are back on. The second show of the new season of My Cat from Hell, that's Jackson Galaxy, the great feline behavior therapist. The only one I've ever met that's actually better than me. And I got the dog department covered, but boy, he's got the cat department covered. And another great show and terrific cases. And boy, I'm realizing this, it looks like this season, at least so far, the last two shows, all the cases they've done have been in the Southern California area, and he was in Los Angeles this show.
And I missed the one last night. I saw the first one.
Yeah. Last night it was on at 8 p.m., and then it was on again at 11 p.m. Pacific time. And a couple of cases, rescue cats living, belonging to a gal that lived with her parents, and one, the cats weren't getting along, and she was going to get kicked out of the house with her cats if it didn't get resolved. And of course, Jackson resolved it. And the other one was kind of a really neat guy who had rescued a cat and adopted a cat because he loved cats, but he didn't know squat about cats. And so, it was really funny. And so nothing was working, and the cat was destroying his apartment and all of that. And one of the first things in, the guy was using a turkey roasting pan as a cat box. And as Jackson said, you know, you are just so lucky that this cat is using this box. I mean, it's just disgusting. So, and he didn't know about, and he was upset because the cat would steal the sponge out of the sink every night and bring it to bed and all of that stuff. Well, the cat didn't have any, you know, anyway, it was really wonderful. He didn't have to do the three visits that he normally does. He just did two because on the first visit, he just had to teach the guy how you live with cats and what you need to do. And the guy, not only did he do all of the things that Jackson suggested in like spades, but he also, you know how Jackson has that beard with the shave outs and all that stuff. Well, the guy, he called it, he grew Jackson fur. it was really, really good. But the frustrating part for me is that he was in Los Angeles, I still am wondering how I didn't make a good enough impression with him when I had the chance to meet him here in Seattle to get him to contact me to do the show and that kind of stuff. Because he said he would, but I just have never heard from them. And maybe I will eventually. I'll keep putting out the vibes. I hope I do. But I just so want to share with him Dr. Al Plechner's work and the endocrine immune imbalance, because the serious aggression cases that he does. And Dr. Al is in Los Angeles. He could be connecting in person with him. So anyway, think good thoughts that Jackson finds my note again and does, in fact, call me. So that was good. And then my second favorite animal TV is also on Animal Planet and airs right after My Cat from Hell on Saturday night, and that's Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet. And this guy is phenomenal. Now, it's a huge practice in Denver, and I think they said last night he has 30 employees, so, you know, a lot of vets and, you know, techs and that sort of thing. The practice is like Planned Pethood, at least that's the sign you see on the thing. But I love this guy because they haven't gone overboard in making the cost of veterinary medicine outrageous. Mm-hmm. But they treat everything and anything in the clinic, or he also does house calls. And I love it because he gives so much away. And they still have the policy, and did some of the cases last night because they did a two-hour, two new shows back-to-back, that cases where animals hit by cars or dogs and other veterinarians quoting like $4,000 for surgery to repair the leg and that kind of stuff. Well, they go to Dr. Jeff and his practice, and he does them for like what they can afford. Last season he was they had to pay $100, and you know, he would do the surgeries and all of that. And so he's still doing that for people that can't afford it. And you know, if they check out and they're responsible people and follow up, then he takes care of the animals for a very reasonable cost. And then he was out on two free calls, one to a it was alpaca or llama. I think it was llamas. No, alpacas. I can't remember. Rescue. And so he was out there treating them. And then he went to a wolf sanctuary and did some free consulting on the wolves. And that was very cool. So it's just really wonderful. And then to see him not give up on a case and do his best to save anything. And they were treating, he went to a yak farm. And so they were treating yaks and like llamas and wolves and irregular dogs and cats, lots of dogs and cats cases. But then chickens were poisoned, chickens that were ate rat mice mm-hmm. poisoning and stuff. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's a great show. And you know, I just keep thinking, if all vets did what he does and gave away what he does, there wouldn't be any problem with people getting veterinary care for their animal friends if everybody was as generous and had as big a heart as he does. So there you go. Anyway, both programs on Animal Planet on Saturday night. And let's see, in the news, I told you about the Lake Stevens poisoning. The other news story that you'll find up on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page is another death at a zoo in Florida. Did y'all hear about the tiger keeper that was mauled to death mm-hmm. in Florida? And a very sad situation. The gal seemed like a wonderful gal that very dedicated to the tigers. And they at this Florida zoo, they actually called her the Tiger Whisperer. And somehow behind the scenes, before they were getting ready to do some kind of educational show, she was attacked, and not a lot of details as to what actually happened, but it took quite a while. She and the tiger were alone behind the scenes, and they had to tranquilize the tiger before they could get in to get her, and she didn't survive. So that was very sad. But, you know, so I keep wondering about, you know, these tragic things happening with the animals and or humans at zoos, that there isn't a message here. So you agree. Anyway, that story's up on Facebook if you haven't seen it. And the other thing I want to just tell you about now, before we open phone lines and all that good stuff, is to remind you that it is your last chance if you want to get to my classes that I will be teaching on the East Side. First time I've taught on the East Side for years and years and years. So I will be at Natural Pet Pantry this coming Wednesday evening and the following evening, teaching my Keys to Understanding Animals and Having a Better Relationship with Them. This coming Wednesday evening, that's April 20th, it's from 6:30 to 9 at Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. This will be the communicating with animals and focusing on the telepathic and empathetic communication. And then the following week, part two, is the human-to-animal transference, learning how animals pick up and process and reflect back our stuff, so how you can heal your animals by balancing and healing yourself. Both classes on these two Wednesday nights are 6:30 to 9 p.m. You can take them separately. That works. But, of course, I recommend taking them together because part two builds off of part one. And they're $20 each or $35 if you take both of them. So you can hardly beat that deal. It's really a great deal. And if you want very limited space you need to call for reservations to Natural Pet Pantry, and their phone number is 425-739-4738. That's 425-739-4738. So I hope to see you this Wednesday evening. Okay, All right, so we're already over time. Let me give you phone numbers again, because we're going to take care of advertisers at the moment. Remember, it's the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So I want you to listen, pay attention, and support them. And then stay right where you are, because we are going to open the phone lines and start taking phone calls for Jude and Paul Ponton. So if you would like to get in line for your harmonic energy shifting sessions, free on the air, 425-373-5527. That's the local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569, 888-298-5569. Remember the one. And of course, you can always shoot us an email during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, everybody, stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
1150KKNW.com. It's why they invented the Internet, we think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just actually getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. And whoa, I was busy trying to figure out this Facebook and posting picture again, and I did determine with my tablet that the photograph is up on my personal Facebook page, Martha Norwalk. Oh, I forgot to put the other picture up. Anyway, but then I looked up and phone lines are full right now, so that's a good thing. But Kathy's still working on getting somebody screened here for us to talk to. So hopefully she's going to get that taken care of here pretty quickly so we can get to the phones. But it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Day here with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. And of course, you can work with them in person if you're lucky enough to be in our greater Seattle area here. You can go into their studio. They're in the Greenwood area of Seattle, but they also work remotely for you anywhere because, as you guys say, it's all energy, right?
It's the everyone.
Yeah, so if you want to check them out, you can check out their website at www.whispering-dragon.com. And if you need to call them, you can't call them now because they're here, but You could leave them.
Call. You could leave a message.
Call and leave a message. Their office phone number is 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. And okay, Kathy's got our first caller ready to go, and we are headed up to Everett. And Kathy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Thank you. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Kathy. And we talked to you last week, right?
Yes.
And you are the owner of Bindi, a little rescue terrier mix.
Yes, yes.
You're also a client of mine because I've been up to see you in Everett because Bindi seemed like a very good choice when you rescued her. But once you got her home, turned out, you know, she was extremely fearful. And and Kathy lives kind of in a large, you know, like a condominium apartment complex sort of thing. And Bindi would, you know, barking and growling at everybody, was very major fear biting or fear barking and so forth, but had actually, you know, nipped a few people. And even Kathy's daughter, who helped her adopt Bindi, she doesn't want to have anything to do with her now. I went up and did a session, and we got all that barking and growling and all that stuff under control. And she's been doing pretty well with that stuff, hasn't she, Kathy?
Oh, she's, yes, very, very well.
Yep, so she's kind of like a different dog with that. But we still have a lot of fear and shyness going on. And,
yeah, and she still barks when my daughter comes over. She'll bark, and then, of course, I tell her, no, be quiet, and use the can of coins. And then she goes to the bedroom and hides. But I spoke to you yesterday, and you said that I should put her on a leash.
Right, right, because when you got really frightened dogs like that and you take their power away, when you take the growl, the bark away, they think, oh, gosh, the world's coming to an end, I'm going to die. And so they go and hide. So you have to take their hiding spaces away. So what I explained to Kathy yesterday is that she needs to keep Bindi on a leash when her daughter comes over and make her be quiet, learn that impulse control of being quiet, and then keep her with her while her daughter's there, so that Bindi learns that the world is not going to come to an end, and that the daughter is not a big scary person that's going to harm her, and we'll keep her daughter ignoring her at this point, you know, until Bindi gets comfortable. But Dr. Nels did a bioenergetic synchronization technique rebooting next week. Did you actually notice any difference after that, Kathy?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so we suggested that you call in again today. So, Jude and Paul, if you could kind of, are you getting a good tune in to Bindi here?
Do you have any idea how old she is?
Between 4 and 5.
Okay.
And I would say closer to 5.
Okay.
And
So what we were picking up, we both picked up, was that there's some emotional stuff that's affecting the kidney energy. And that doesn't mean her kidneys are bad or anything like that. It's just the emotional aspect that's related to the kidneys in Chinese medicine, which is fear. And so Jude is doing ohm forks down points along the spine that are called Huatou Jiaji points that actually will kind of calm and balance the nervous system. And and then you're doing the Om and Neptune also, which is also a calming, kind of go with the flow kind of energy. And then you're going to go to the.
So I'm actually picking up that there's something in her energy field that's, I mean, the fear stuff is related to some kind of early on experience. I'm going to do the Chong, Paul, too.
Okay. So we're doing what's called an extraordinary vessel in Chinese medicine. These are they're kind of channels that precede the development of the regular acupuncture meridians, and they are in that regard are sort of get to deeper issues, more primal issues, and more connected to source stuff. And the one she did was actually for kind of ancestral memory stuff, and for actually for any kind of abusive issues But I'm not picking up abuse particularly, though.
It's not exactly, yeah. But it's something she perceived as. And then I'm going to do the...
So you're picking up that something had happened to her earlier...
In her life.
Before she was a rescue.
Yeah, yeah.
That has caused all this fear stuff. Okay.
And then the Yang way to get rid of the thing she's holding on.
Right, yeah. So this is a releasing... it's another extraordinary vessel for releasing the old pattern, old energy pattern. So do those... first, and she's doing that right now with the new moon fifth interval, which is an ohm and a new moon fork, which helps to open up things and allow things to move. And then we're going to go to the points on the back that relate to the kidneys. They're actually on the urinary bladder channel, but these points are UB23, bladder 23, which is a point that directly relates to the kidney energy. And she's doing this with Mars and Venus forks, which are balancing both yin and yang energy of the kidneys, because again, the kidneys are related to fear in Chinese medicine. I mean, if the kidneys are weak, it can be related to fear. So she's completing that. How about you do kidney three as well? Maybe you did that. Okay, so we're also doing another kidney point that on the leg or near the ankle. To do that. And then Jude's going to do a Tibetan bowl here, which creates a bunch of overtones. This is usually pretty soothing. We're kind of setting intention, focusing on her.
I love
so
the
we're
bowls.
We're bringing this balancing energy into
I
the field. Yeah. So this is very calming. In humans, I haven't done any studies on animals, but I think probably the same, but they the Tibetan bowls tend to bring people into delta and theta brainwave states very quickly, and some studies that were done in Denmark, and so it's very calming.
All right, and if you, I just posted the picture I took of the bowls and the chimes on the floor. Kathy's standing next to him, so I just got that up on my personal Facebook page. I did tag it to... Be available to public, so you should be able to go to my personal Facebook book page, Martha Norwalk, and see these photographs. And now she's getting more chimes.
Well, she did the Chiron chime, which is a healing chime. It also is because Chiron in mythology was half horse and half human. It's also an animal-human connection. And then she's again doing Mars and Venus here to balance the yin and yang. The Venus has a correspondence directly to the kidneys, and in particular the kidney yin, and Mars is kind of more the yang energy. And then the low ohm chime, which will ground all this in.
That's so much bigger than the other chimes.
Well, it's an octave lower.
The octave lower?
Yeah. So it's
really nice. That's a gold color we've had.
Yeah, it's the other.
Yeah,
the
ohm same
like the
matches
ohms.
The
yeah.
same color.
Yeah, all these.
That's really nice. It's a rainbow of colors. If you go see these photographs, you can actually see all the forks.
Yeah, they're color coded so that we don't have you know, we can easily grab them when we're working. So, don't you get a done window, Jude? I'm getting a done window here. Yeah, I think we're. Oh, Jude's got one more thing here. We thought we were done.
Yeah, that first picture I posted, you can see all the forks on the table here and the different colors and so forth.
This is a Tibetan bell.
Oh, I love that too.
And we've taken the clapper out of it, so we don't ring them. We use a mallet on them because therapeutically the mallet, the sound is
all right,
much
now,
more therapeutic.
Now you're done?
Yep.
Okay, so...
pay attention to what's different.
Yeah, pay attention to what's different, Kathy.
Okay,
and
thank you
and
so
just remember,
much.
And just remember, the program now, though, is when you're... Because you're good when you're out in public. Jude, did you want to add something?
Well, what just showed up is so ohm is a very peaceful, centering, grounding tone.
Mm-hmm.
So ohming to her.
Oh, okay, so... If,
especially when she's fearful, it helps settle her.
Okay. So maybe you can see you and your daughter. When your daughter comes over, mm-hmm. Kathy, I want Bindi on a leash.
Okay.
Attached to you.
Uh-huh.
I want your daughter to ignore her.
Okay.
Not try to make up to her in any way, shape, or form. Your daughter's not going to acknowledge her until Bindi starts acknowledging her first.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to keep her on a leash with you. You're going to do your no be quiet and your chink if you need to keep her quiet.
Right.
And we're just going to stay at that level until Bindi realizes the world's not going to come to an end. And then we can have your daughter start, you know, dropping. She could drop some little treats and so forth. But she's
okay.
to stay on ignore. And then what Jude just said, that to pick up on what was done today, if you and your daughter are comfortable, you could just sit there and ohm. Which means is out loud, you just do om, om.
Oh, really? All
okay?
right.
So
uh-huh.
we'll
okay.
have you guys oming out there.
Because it brings all of you into a sort of vibrational settling.
That's going to raise the vibration of everything there.
Well, and because you have this history of knowing that she has the fear stuff, so you're a little bit anticipating that happening. So it also brings your vibration into a more centered place. So it's all
okay.
more neutral.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Okay, Kathy, so you keep me posted. I know you
I
will.
I certainly will. Thank
all
you
right.
So
thanks for
much.
Calling Animal World.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We've got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors before we run out of time in this hour, but you're going to be a birthday gift next.
Oh.
So how fun is that? We're going to celebrate a birthday, and so that means, Sue, you're up next, and stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues more with Jude and Paul Ponton and Harmonic Energy Shifting Day right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, April 17th, we will showcase Winnie, our new co-host on the show. She is an amazing empathic medium, and we will both be chatting and doing readings on the air. Call in early to get your spot. Don't forget, that's the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I've got one phone line open for you if you want to get in line for a free remote harmonic energy shifting session with Jude and Paul Ponton. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And next up, we're headed to Bothell, and we'll welcome back Sue. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hi, how is everybody?
Good. Good. We're good. And let's see, we talked to you last week about your kitty Jasper, and Dr. Nails did a session, but you said Jasper's doing well, huh?
Well, he's a little bit better. He had chemo, so he's doing
all right,
a little bit
so he's
better.
Doing better. But today, yeah. You've got a special request today. Tell us what you want to do today.
Okay, so we are having a birthday family gathering for my husband today, and he just turned 81.
Oh, my. Congratulations.
Thank you. And he has beginning stages of dementia. So anything that can help with memory, balance, incontinence, any of that. So
okay.
He'll have a good day today.
All right. What's his name, Sue?
Bud.
Bud. Okay. So Sue's husband, Bud, happy birthday day. And
so Asian medicine believes that a lot of what we associate with the brain, you know, memory and cognitive process and stuff like that, is really anchored in the heart.
Really?
Right.
The heart has
a pacemaker.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to do the yin wei and the do, and then some things for other support.
So what she's doing are two extraordinary vessels. Again, we talked about extraordinary vessels with the last call, but these are different ones. We're doing one that the yin wei, which affects the opening up and strengthening the energy of the heart, and then the other one, actually, the do, does go into the brain. It goes up the spine, but it does has branches that go into the brain. So we're doing both of those to affect that connection between the heart and the brain. And she's using the
Jupiter and
Venus.
Yeah.
And this is again a kind of expansion of the energy. And then going with the Chiron.
Along with, she's still deciding here.
So we're doing full moon here.
Full moon and Chiron.
So this is kind of brings things to fullness and helps with cyclic energy.
Also, sort of to bring a full expression of expansion into the heart field, which is a huge field. The heart has the strongest, biggest electromagnetic field of any part of the body. And mostly we don't expand into our heart field. We live in a culture that pulls us back in instead of...
Yeah, we tend to live in our
out.
Mind rather than our heart, right. And so forth.
Yeah, so this... we do a lot of work with our clients is helping to open up that heart energy. And there's a organization called the HeartMath Institute that's associated with Stanford that's been measuring the electromagnetic field of the heart, and they've measured it out as far as 12 feet from the body.
Wow.
That field. That's why, you know, when we come in contact with one another, come in proximity with one another, we can sometimes feel that heart connection. And of course, hugging, you know, which puts your heart to heart.
Yeah.
Brings it in. But they think that the field actually goes farther out than that, and they just haven't been able to, you know, have measurement instruments to calibrate it. But, and then as we know, with because it's all energy and there is no separation, that heart field can extend out infinitely.
Well, it reminds me of a couple of things that I posted. When you said that, you know, most of us, you know, we live in our minds and not our hearts, and how important it is to be there. I posted a cute thing. These are both on my personal Facebook page. Speaking of that, Martha Norwalk on Facebook. One of them was a cute little saying that said, "Follow your heart, but take your brain with you." So it's kind of, you know, that mystical marriage of mind and heart. But you know, you really want to be in that heart space.
And from a standpoint of the heart energy and this idea of it relating to memory and cognitive functions, the part of the cognitive function that it relates most to is more the right brain, more the creative, intuitive part. So you know, when we're talking about heart space related to brain, it you know, it's helping to develop that more intuitive sense. And then we talk about the brain, the left brain is more the more analytical part, but we know that the left brain is a linear processor, and it they different numbers about this, but probably somewhere around 20 bits of information per second, whereas the right brain is doing millions of calculations, mm-hmm. if you will, per second.
So I also did with a new moon, fifth, and Mercury Chiron, and then UB23 and Kidney 3 with Mars.
Right, so we did the kidney energy, which... Well,
here comes the big Tibetan bowl.
Yeah, the stuff that she did before with the dew was kind of nervous system, brain stuff and healing, and then the kidney stuff, which in as we age, in Chinese medicine they say as we age that the kidney energy becomes weaker, and I guess you mentioned incontinence, and that's just a physical manifestation of that, but the kidneys are responsible for kind of they generate almost like a battery for the whole body energy.
Wow. The other one, speaking of all this energy, I posted yesterday on my personal Martha Norwalk Facebook page a wonderful video of a guy who is very energetically sensitive, and it was like he was in a shopping mall and stopping people and putting his hands one above the other and channeling energy through his hands and having people put their hand in between his and feel the energy. And so it's amazing video seeing people that aren't aware of energy and feeling energy for the first time. And then there's a second video that comes up of him actually removing people's pain and doing healings with the energy. So if you want to see a really good example of feeling energy, again, go to my personal Facebook page, Martha Norwalk.
We used to do that same thing when we go out and do talks, like to high school groups, and have the kids just put their own hands together and start to feel the energy, and then bring their hands apart and see how far out they could feel the energy, and then do it with another person and then back away from them and see how far they could.
Yeah, he was doing connection. That sort of thing. These people are just amazed that they had never had an experience in feeling energy. Yeah. So it's a very cool video to watch. All right, so you got two big Tibetan bowls.
Yeah, and again, this is going to be calming to the, you know, again, delta and theta brainwave states, which are very, very calming. Sometimes when there's, there can be confusion or, anxiety associated with not being able to remember things, and this helps to balance that out as well.
It's looking good in the feet with the big ohms.
Grounding
ohms.
With the low ohm forks.
All right. Well, what a wonderful birthday gift. What a great thing to think of, Sue, for your husband. And we, of course, wish him a very happy birthday and hope you have a wonderful family celebration today.
Thank you so much.
Now, Sue, Jude is using the big ohm forks on his feet right now.
Yeah, on the bottoms of the feet, which are grounding.
And then she's got the Tibetan bell here, I think. Here?
Yep.
Ooh. Now, I need to know timing-wise. We're getting approaching the top of the hour. Are we about, this is about it?
Yeah, okay. For this. Yeah, we're
all here. Right, Sue. So there's the Tibetan bell, and we wish you and your husband, Bud, a very happy birthday and a wonderful family celebration. Anything you need to add here before we close out, June Paul?
Just notice what's different. I think, you know, he may, you know, what I felt when Jude was doing that was kind of a solidifying of the energy and kind of
a little consolidating.
Yeah, consolidating.
All right.
And then also the kind of firming up of the kidney energy.
All right. Sue, okay. Wish Bud a happy birthday for us.
All right. Thanks very
All
much.
All right. Take Bless care. You. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that opens up lines for you if you'd like to get in line. We'll get right back to the phone once we turn this hour around. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues more with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon and our Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.